Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here with Joel Hanrahan, and I'm trying to think back to you as a player, which wasn't that long ago. I was trying to remember if you struck me as a guy that was going to be, he's going to be a coach someday. Because you didn't exactly strike me that way. You know, Donnie Kelly, for example, everybody says, oh, yeah, this guy's going to be a manager. When did you pick up the coaching bug? When did you decide that, hey, coaching is for me?
Yeah, I probably didn't strike you as a coach. I had some good interactions with some coaches that would make you think otherwise that I was going to be a coach. But I really got the idea of coaching when I was rehabbing with the Tigers in 2014, just getting a chance to be around the Gulf Coast League guys there. You know, I got to talk to them daily and see the excitement that they had to be in pro ball. And, you know, it just kind of hit me that, you know, I was fortunate to get to the big leagues and play there for a couple of years. And it's a really cool experience to be in the big leagues. And I felt like I had some knowledge having been, you know, kind of a high pick, a second rounder. You know, I started, I was a prospect. I wasn't a prospect. I got hurt. Made it to the big leagues as a starter, stunk, made it as a reliever, just kind of did everything. Like if there's a box to check about experience, I've checked it. And so getting that chance, and I felt like I had a lot of good knowledge to pass on.
How much we hear about all this analytics stuff, which I think is just a way of quantifying things that we used to talk about anyway in different terms. Am I kind of on the right track here?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of good analytics out there, and there's some analytics that might take it to the extreme. You know, the Atlantic analytics is, like you said, it's all the stuff that we've been doing for a long time with just new fancy words to put on it.
Spin rates, tunneling, and these are phrases that I'm sure pitchers did that when I was a kid. Sandy Koufax probably... his tunneling was probably on point. I'm sure his spin rate was pretty good. Nolan Ryan, same way. But the video and different angles and stuff like that, how helpful is that? And when is too much information?
Yeah, I think all the information is good. It's nice to have it out there. There's my kids calling that we were talking about. It's nice to
blow them off.
It's nice to have all the information as long as you know how to use it and how to get the player to understand it the best. You know, there's some players that will be like, yeah, I understand that. And there's some players that they don't want any of it. So being able to pick and choose the right information for that player is a big deal.
Do you see yourself when you're working with the younger guys, do you see some of, oh yeah, I used to be that guy kind of thing?
Yeah, there's moments. It's more, I don't really see it in the player themselves. It's more of the personalities. You know, I've seen some guys that have personalities similar to mine, and you know, it's kind of fun to be like, God, I was kind of that punk when I played.
So. Yeah, so you like that guy or not?
Yeah, of course I do. Of course I do. But it's you know, I apologize to some of my coaches that I've had in the past.
Well, it's just, I mean, you mentioned your kids, okay, you're a dad now, and then it used to be when your parents would say, like, you wait till you have kids, right? And now you're nodding your head because all this stuff is exactly true, right? That the old people actually know more than we used to give them credit for.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the knowledge that we have as parents is a lot different than, you know, when we were younger as kids. Yeah, it's pretty fun, though.
what's the biggest thing that's changed? I mentioned the analytic part of it, but what else has changed about the way that players are brought through systems now from you know, back when you were doing this several years ago?
You know, I think there's a lot more that goes into it than just, you know, putting up good numbers. You know, the projectability of guys is a big thing, and being able to, you know, rely on guys. Like, it's, you know, you're not getting the guys that go out there and pitch eight innings anymore. It's you know, can this guy come up and give me five good innings or not?
You know, you like that?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It gives the other guys opportunities to play too. Being an ex reliever, you know, we always wanted to get in the game, and the opportunities to get in games are a lot easier now, I guess.
Now, I was one of those kids that did a book report on Ball 4, Jim Bouton's book, when I was in probably eighth grade or something like that. You know, you get yelled at for doing a book report on Ball 4. But, you know, you'd read about stuff about bullpens and just life in the bullpen. Is it still like that in bullpens, or are things more – because the game's like more business-like, it seems. And I don't know if sometimes it's quite as much fun.
I'm sure that there's fun to be had out there.
Wait a minute. You're sure there's fun to be had? You used to be. You guys had no fun out there?
Yeah. So we used to, yes. But now there's, you know, everywhere you go, there's a camera on you and video. Like, you know, you stand up to go play catch, somebody's videotaping you and posting it on social media. So it's a little bit different. But I think the guys are, you know, definitely down in the bullpen, they have fun. You know, it's kind of like being an animal in a zoo. You know, people kind of look at you through the fence, and, you know, the fans can say whatever they want to you, it seems like.
How do you figure out when you interact with a fan? Do you just – because you can't ignore them. I mean, does something have to be just unique, funny, where you figure, okay, I'm going to interact, and there are others where you just say, just I wish that guy would go away.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice when somebody says something that's really funny, you know. As long as they're not talking about your family and your wife, it's usually okay. You know, you can sit there and tell me all you want about I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm terrible at baseball. Like, that's fine. But as soon as you bring a family member into it, it gets real. So, you know, it's kind of – fat jokes are fun. You know, I've heard a lot of those throughout the years. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's interacting with kids. Just, you know, yesterday in Sarasota – I was asking the kids why they weren't in school, and, you know, one kid had brain freeze because he was eating a slushy. You know, the other kid, his stomach hurt. So, you know, just hearing, you know, just interacting and making them feel part of the game.
Well, spring training games are weird because it's not like you have to get a guy up in a hurry. Guys know when they're going into the game, except for, like, we call them the van riders, you know, the guys that come over from Pirate City. What's it like for those guys when – and there were two of those in the game in Sarasota, yeah, where you had to get guys up in a hurry, and it's like the excitement for those guys to go into a major league environment, it's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, they enjoy it, and they're trying to make the most of every opportunity because – you know, they're not here in Major League spring training, but, you know, at some point throughout the year, they may be called upon. And, you know, they're doing everything they can to make a good impression and enjoy the big league life for a day or two. And, you know, we got unlimited amounts of sunflower seeds, so it's all good.